Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
One of the things I wanted to talk about is when Mike Kehoe was running for governor, he talked about a lot of what was going on in the city of St. Louis in particular, and wanted to really take on crime. And the first bill that he signed was Safer Missouri, and it really targeted towards going after cutting down crime, not just in the city of St. Louis, but around the region and around the state. We're joined on our guest line by Lake St. Louis Police Chief Chris DiGiuseppe. He is a member of the Gateway Regional Criminal Interdiction Task Force. Chief, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, it's good to see you yesterday at the police officer's prayer breakfast, or a memorial breakfast, I guess it is. 33 years. That's just amazing to keep that going. But it was a good reminder of what you guys and what your officers go through every day in getting out there and risking your lives for us. And I thought that was amazing. Going all the way back to 1868 to honor the officers that we've lost in the line of duty, that was really amazing.
Yeah, they do that every year, and it's well deserved. We need to have those reminders to remind us and the others that attend the event of the people that have made that ultimate sacrifice.
You know, I was looking at all the information about this task force, and I appreciate you agreeing to serve on this. You've been a busy guy, man. You've been serving on all kinds of different boards and groups. How did this one come about, and how did you end up getting involved with it?
Well, it started out in St. Charles County, and as you probably know or recall, you know, back in 2021, we had a crime spike, especially stolen vehicles and thefts from vehicles and things like that. The chiefs came together in St. Charles County and collaborated and said, we need to do something about this. So we pooled resources and we put together this criminal interdiction task force, which has been very, very successful. We've reduced auto thefts by 44%, theft from vehicles by 57%. And then that combined with our drug task force, we've actually lowered the overdose death rate in St. Charles County from 23 to 24 by about 61-62%. So it's been extremely effective. Yeah, and we wanted to expand that. And I got to give credit where credit is due too. I facilitate a lot of the media and stuff like that. Work with Governor Kehoe on the Safer Missouri crime plan, but it's the men and women on the task force that actually go out there every night, and they make it happen. They are the ones that have reduced all that crime. We're trying to expand that into St. Louis County, and we have several municipalities plus the St. Louis County Police Department that are stepping up and getting that initiative kicked off very, very soon, because we want to bring that into St. Louis County, reduce crime there, and then eventually hit the entire St. Louis region.
You know, I was joking with you earlier that I talked about that during COVID, since St. Charles County was open and nobody else seemed to be, everybody came out to St. Charles County, enjoyed our food and enjoyed our restaurants and our nightlife, and then took our cars home with them when they left.
You're right. Yeah, we did have some of that.
We had quite a few folks who came out to St. Charles, and I think it was the first time they'd been out to St. Charles County, and they went, hey, this is nice. These people have nice stuff. Why don't we take it? You know, why break into the car and just take the stuff out when you can take the whole car as a package and just go ahead and do that? But you guys have done a fantastic job of working together. I know you and Chief Kurt Frizz are great friends, and you guys work well together, and I'm very honored that we have Chief running things for us in St. Charles County. And you guys have really, across all the municipalities in St. Charles County, figured out how to work well together. One of the things that's been a topic is talking about how can the metro area expand that and work better to make that happen. You're really seeing that happen with this task force and bringing people together. Yeah. What are some of the hurdles that you have to overcome to jump across the river, so to speak, and really bring everybody together?
Well, I mean, I got to compliment our colleagues over on the other side of the river. We have the St. Louis Area Police Chiefs Association that meets every month. They get together and collaborate. So there is a lot of that collaboration. But, you know, some of the hurdles that you have to navigate when you set something up like this is, you know, who's going to do the operations plans, who, you know, the policies, because you might have differences in policies depending on one department or another. So there's a lot of logistics that go into it. But, you know, it's really the commanders, the you know, first line supervisors and the police officers coming together and just, you know, trying to make a difference. That's key. Everybody's got to be on the same page and everybody plays a role. And like I said, it works. It doesn't happen overnight, but I'm confident that they'll get it up and off the ground. And I believe that it's going to reduce crime in that area.
You know, we were talking with Lieutenant Gibbons from St. Charles City Police and talking about the O'Fallon St. Charles police range that's out there. And there's another police training center that's being talked about being built also maybe over in Chesterfield or something like that. Talk to me a little bit about training and technology, because it seems like today's policing has really integrated technology in a big way with everything that you guys are doing.
It absolutely has. You know, the advantage to having things like license plate readers and drones, you know, we have the Missouri State Highway Patrol that's helping us out a lot. They have aircraft. It's just a game changer. You know, the ability to track stolen cars, track felony warrants, things like that with our license plate readers is key. I can tell you, even outside the task force, you can get all kinds of stories and feedback from different agencies where they've solved homicides and, you know, major violent crimes and stuff with these license plate readers. But we, you know, with drones, a lot of times we'll have suspects flee on foot and it's dark, you can't see them, and we will put a, you know, we'll put a drone up and we can see everything. So it's just, like I said, technology is a game changer. Training is key. You know, you got to train on your policies and that, tactics to keep everybody safe. It's just a good formula for success.
So what are the next steps in putting all of this task force together and really getting up and running and getting to the, I guess, goal of where you want to be? What's your outlook on that, and when do you expect it to really be up and rolling?
I think it's going to be up and rolling very, very soon, you know, trying to get it. You know, there are things that you'll go through to where you'll have to tweak, you know, ops plans and logistics and scheduling and all that kind of stuff. And it's going to take a little bit of time. But as they progress, I anticipate over the next 2-3 months that they're going to really, you know, hopefully hit smooth sailing. Then we'll continue to incorporate other municipalities throughout the county, and then eventually, you know, have those collaborative talks. And we've already started them. I've had a few talks with those in the city, and hopefully we get collaboration with the city, and you know, it's a good thing for everybody. Nobody wants to be victimized by crime. You know, when you go out and talk to any community, they want to bond with their police department. They want to lower crime. Nobody wants to be a victim. So that's what we're hearing throughout our communities.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Is the idea to use this as a success story and be able to take it and move it around the rest of the state of Missouri?
Yeah, absolutely. That was one of the things that we discussed when we were working with Governor Kehoe on the Safer Missouri Crime Plan. And, you know, as you know, the governor said, I'm going to reduce crime. He wanted something of substance. And we've had success with this model in St. Charles County. So to expand it throughout the region and then hopefully take it as a model and apply it in other places around the state.
Well, Chief, we appreciate you being involved in this. We appreciate everything you do. Lake St. Louis, by the way, was just named mm-hmm. the 10th safest city in the yes. state of Missouri. We actually had three out in St. Charles County, with Cottleville yep. being number two, you being number 10, O'Fallon yep. being number 13. Obviously, yep. what you guys are doing out in St. Charles County is working to build safe communities. So congratulations to you and what your police force is doing out there and working together. And love to stay up with you on what's going on as you get more updates, more success stories. We'd love to follow up with you and get some more updates on this.
Absolutely. We'll keep in touch, and I will keep everybody updated on how it's going. So appreciate the time.